everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Assistant Site Editor for SearchDataBackup.com. Today, I will be talking about online data backup and cloud services that are emerging in the storage market today. Online data backup allows users to send their data to be backed up to a remote site without the associated cost of setting up and managing a remote data center. What are the benefits and risks of using these cloud services? What types of companies should use online backups? Here with me to answer these questions is Lauren Whitehouse, an analyst at the Enterprise Strategy Group. Hi, Lauren, and thanks for being with us today.
Hi, Megan. Thanks.
So, lots of companies are offering what they bill as cloud backup services these days, but there seems to be some different types of services out there. Can you explain the different approaches to cloud backup vendors are taking?
Sure. So there are several vendors that have entered the market that are very focused on delivering backup as a service. So instead of having any on-premise technology, such as the hardware that you would store the information on and the software that would be used to collect the data, you just subscribe to a service. Everything is implemented over an internet connection, and the stored data is at a remote location. There are two different types of backup software as a service vendors. There are those that are more consumer grade and those that are more commercial grade. The difference is really that on the consumer side, you'll see that they're mostly concerned about protecting desktop operating systems and the types of data that you might store on those operating systems, so digital photos and maybe your tax statement and some music files. But when you get into the commercial grade solutions, you're looking at vendors that are catering to, companies that have larger amounts of data from business applications and will require a little bit more stringent recovery objectives than a consumer might. We also see some vendors out there that are providing the cloud storage, but not necessarily the service to collect the data and back it up. So this is really an opportunity for backup vendors that don't have any type of a cloud strategy to partner with those types of solutions. Or sometimes there are companies that can do it yourself when it comes to backing up to the cloud. One of the more popular ones that's out there is the Amazon EC3. And then you have some vendors that are catering to their partners. So those vendors might not offer a backup service themselves, but they may equip their managed service provider partners to deliver that service to their end customers. So that's pretty much the gamut of what we see in the market.
And what are the benefits of using cloud services?
There are actually a lot of benefits. For the most part, companies start to look at using a service rather than having on-premises technology because of the capital savings that you gain. You don't have to have any on-site infrastructure in many of the cases, and that's a big hurdle for especially smaller organizations that don't have big capital budgets. They're pretty easy to implement. They're pretty optimized when it comes to moving the data and sometimes storing the data because they use technologies like deduplication and compression to make sure that they can optimize that bandwidth and sometimes the storage. Typically, the data is all encrypted when it's being transferred, so you have that added measure of security. And for the most part, the data centers that the service providers are using have a lot of built-in security. Sometimes that's more than what a smaller company might have. One of the biggest benefits, though, is scalability. You have some physical limitations at your own site, but in the cloud, there's a lot of elasticity. And so as your data set grows, as your retention requirements change, you actually have a lot of flexibility of what you can store out in the cloud. You also may have better services around compliance or auditing if that's important to your company, monitoring and management. There's a staff at that data center in the cloud 24/7, and that might not be something that you have in your own premises. And then finally, I think cost is one of the biggest attractions of doing this type of a thing because it's a consumption-based model for the most part. People are only paying for the amount of capacity that they're using for their backup data. And that's a lot more palatable for smaller organizations, especially because they get to fund it out of an operational budget instead of a capital budget.
Mm-hmm. But what are some of the risks involved in using online data backup?
Risks involved. So probably the biggest thing that people have to be concerned about is, you know, there's not probably infinite bandwidth to move a lot of data over that connection between your site and the provider. And so you really have to plan and manage what you're going to back up and how you're going to get it there. Organizations that have too much data and not enough backup window, it's probably not going to be feasible to take advantage of a solution like this. Although some of the vendors in this space do offer bulk transfer. So that first time you want to get all your data offsite, they can put it on an appliance or a portable device that then gets shipped to that third-party site. And the same thing can happen on a recovery. But the risk is that that's going to take time because you have to load up that system and then ship it. So in a recovery situation, if you had to recover a whole system or your whole site, you'd have to make the request, have that data loaded up on the system, and then ship it, which could take a couple of days. And that might even be a worse recovery objective than doing it from a tape-based strategy. The only other thing I would mention as a risk is when you are using encryption, you have to be careful who takes care of key management. If you don't have the key, you don't have access to your data. And so it's really important to make sure that the keys are managed properly. Some vendors let the end users have 100% responsibility there, and then others offer some escrow services. So that's something for everyone to look into.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you mentioned before that there are two different types of vendors. There's one for consumers and one for commercial companies. But what type of companies do you think should use online data backups? Would you recommend this for small to mid-sized businesses?
Yeah, I think this is definitely a perfect fit for small and mid-sized organizations that, you know, don't really have the necessary staff, expertise in-house, equipment, space, et cetera, to really have good data protection strategies. If they're outsourcing it, they're probably going to have a better level of service at a lower cost, and they're probably going to feel a lot more secure about their data protection. You also might think about bigger companies that have several branch offices. Remote and branch offices are sometimes very similar to small and medium-sized businesses in that they don't have dedicated staff. There's important data residing in those remote and branch offices, but not necessarily the same process and follow-up on the data protection strategies as you might have in the data center of that bigger company. So that's another area. And then finally, there are a lot of bigger companies and small companies that are starting to look at protecting their endpoints, like their desktops and laptops. Some of the research that we have show that only about 25% of desktops and laptops are protected in organizations. And with a lot of the important data, productivity issues, if you lose access to that data being the risk, companies are starting to look at online backup services to protect those desktop and laptop data.
Okay. And what sort of procedures should an IT staff go through to make sure their online backups are secure?
It's interesting because I think if you were to look at small and medium-sized businesses today, there's not a high confidence that their data is protected if they're doing anything on-premise. And I think if you were to look at outsourcing the data protection function, people are going to have a lot higher confidence that their data is protected and secure because there's, you know, those data centers are usually staffed 24/7, have a lot of physical security. They're typically certified, SAS 70 data centers. So these are pretty industrial strength environments, probably more so than a small business might have. And then because the data is being transferred to that third-party site, encryption is typically involved. So you have some protection when it comes to privacy of data. And I think for the most part, a lot of the vendors do offer some encryption of data at rest in addition to data in flight. Again, that key management issue will prevent unauthorized access. And then finally, there's a lot of the vendors that offer different types of role-based policies for access. So, you know, a backup administrator might be able to oversee operations but not actually see the data. And those same types of roles can be, you know, passed around the organization. So to ensure that data is safe, I would say, you know, check out the data center of the vendor that you're partnering with and make sure that it meets all of the requirements that you might have, especially if you are regulated in a regulated industry. And then just check out the encryption strategy and access control policies for the application.
Okay, those are all good tips. Do you have any other comments you want to add about cloud services?
There's a lot of great solutions out there, and I think, you know, as you go through your process, there's probably a couple of things that you want to vet solutions on, and that would definitely include some of the things that we discussed around security and optimization, ease of use, and definitely cost.
All right. Thanks for that update, Lauren. To find out more about online data backup and cloud services, visit searchdatabackup.techtarget.com. That's all I have for you today. I'm Megan Kellett, and have a great day.